Hello, and welcome back to my show, Positive Reinforcement. I already know, I've been gone for like 3 weeks. And for good reason too. It's just been a lot of schooling, just working, me and a mom, all that good stuff. But I made it my business to come and talk to you all tonight. Just to discuss a few things. I had some things written down, but I don't know where I put them, so we're just gonna do freestyle like we normally do anyway. But first thing I want to talk about is manifestation, and I've been really thinking about this really hard, like really hard. And I'm like, I'm gonna talk about this, but I just couldn't find the time. And then by the time I do think I have some time, I'm knocked out sleep. So anyways, I want to talk about manifestation and manifesting one's goals. Basically, I just want everyone out there to really understand that we are like burst of energies in these bodies, you know? We are actually vibrating off of different frequencies, and a lot of us are vibrating on negative frequencies, some positive, or some could be in between. Whatever the vibration is, we just need to try to make it a positive one, you know? Like, we need to, and if it's already at a positive frequency, we just need to turn it up a notch. So what I'm trying to say is, when we manifest things, they do come true. They really do come true. It'll be like the weirdest things will happen to you. Like, for instance, I was just thinking, like, damn, like, I really wish, like, I had some extra money or something just to do, you know, some basic stuff that I want to do. Shopping, going out to eat. And I literally found a gift card to Red Lobster. Like, I'm just walking and I'm like, this looks like some sort of card or something. So I'm like, oh, it's a gift card to Red Lobster. I'm pretty sure someone just tossed it. It's nothing on it. So you already know, me being me, the positive being that I'm trying to be on a daily, I just call the 1-800 number on the back, and there you have it. $50. Like, you can't explain stuff like that, you know? It comes like that. It'll be like random stuff. But anyways, I just want you guys to really sit back and just think about some of the goals that you have set, you know, that you want to pursue. And you may be feeling stressed, like, damn, how am I going to do this? There's no way that I can do it. Well, just think about when you say, there's no way that I can do this. I can't do it. I will never do this. And do you ever notice that 9 times out of 10, you don't do it? And why is that, you may ask? It's because you're telling yourself you're not going to do it. So quite naturally, if you keep telling your brain that you're not going to do something, you're not going to do it. So now let's flip that and just imagine if you tell yourself, you know what? I can do this. I'm going to do this. I am capable of doing this. Now just imagine if you just tell yourself things like that, you know, things of that nature. And another thing I want to talk about, so I'm just going down the line from what I can remember from my list. I want to talk about positive affirmations. And for those of you who don't know what positive affirmation is, positive affirmations are things like, I'm going to wake up and have a productive day. I am going to accomplish at least one thing. I am strong. I am beautiful. I'm smart. I can do anything that I put my mind to. Things like that. Just like I was driving my daughter to school a couple days ago, and I just told her, I'm like, you know what? I'm like, do you know that you can literally do anything in the world that you want to do if you put your mind to it and you're focused and driven enough? And I always like to play her that song by Nas. That's like, I know I can be what I want to be. If I work hard at it, I'll be where I want to be. And I know a lot of y'all remember that song. And I remember my fifth grade principal being super turned up when that song would come on. Like, yes, yes, y'all. Like, yes, we can. And now I see why he was so amped up, because like I said in a few videos back, like, the children are really our future. So we have to talk to our children. We have to uplift our children. We have to encourage our children. And not only do we have to encourage our children, but look around you. Stop talking down to that friend. Stop talking down to that family member. If they come to you with something and they say, you know what, I want to do this, as long as it's not something that's going to put them in harm's way or put someone else in harm's way, then you need to motivate them. Because believe it or not, that little nudge can be the difference between them giving up and just pushing forward. You know, some people do need that push from others, whereas many of us, we don't need it. We're just going to be like, okay, you don't like what we're doing, so what? We're going to keep doing what we're doing, and we're going to move on with life. Some people can't rock like that. So what I'm saying is, if you have to be that person for someone to lean on, uplift them. It don't take nothing to be kind to someone, you know? And speaking of being kind, we really need to practice kindness. You know, so often we go through this world and we're like, oh, this is getting on my nerves. This is getting on my nerves. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of that. It's just like, let's just be kind. Like, it doesn't cost nothing to be kind. You know, that's one thing. And I know I'm going to do this pretty fast, but that's because my children are asleep and I don't know when they're going to just pop up and like interrupt my video. But I always talk about this in my videos when I say we need to banish the naysayer. You have to banish the naysayer. If you find yourself surrounded by negative people, negative friends, negative family members, you have to just banish that energy. You can't do it. You can't do it. If you tell someone your dreams and your goals, you know, and they just shut you down like, oh, you can never do this, just stop talking to that person, because they're negative and miserable. And I'm going to use an example of someone miserable that I overheard in a conversation. So someone was praising his holy name, so happy, feeling so much joy, you know, whatever struggle that this woman overcame, she wanted to celebrate that in the house of the Lord. And someone was saying how they were so annoyed, like, we are happy that you're happy and you're feeling so blessed, but it's like, you don't have to be that loud. Now that's a person that is not like on no type of level, don't have no frequency or nothing. Like, you don't even vibrate. Like, you know that you are a physical being. You don't even acknowledge that you have all these wonderful powers and all these wonderful things that you're capable of. Like, you really live in the physical realm. Like, you are not a spiritual being at all. So you have to banish people like that. You really got to get rid of them, because it's just like, you so miserable. Like, why is you so miserable? So that's basically all I wanted to talk to you guys about before these children wake up. But yeah, good night, and catch you guys another time.